So, we as radio listeners learn to love great performers like Wren Miller, Charlie Board, Dick Cranbin, John Stewart and John Eden. But getting great performers at the one station and in the right programs doesn't just happen. Perhaps the real hero of the 3DB story is a man who spent longer at the station than most, but was heard on air on only a few isolated occasions. His name? Dave Worrell. He was manager of the station for nearly 30 years, from 1929 to 1958. And if backroom boys is an acceptable description, the late Dave Worrell was king of them. It's universally agreed that he was one of the greatest radio men ever. How did he and DB get together? His wife, Martha Gardner.
We came back from our honeymoon, and Keith Murdoch were over there for dinner. And he said that he'd bought a wireless license, as it was called in those days. And he said, oh, you better see what you can do with it. And that's how it happened.
Dave Worrell's station and the kind of programs on it were always aimed to appeal to the masses. It seems a housemaid in the Worrell household provided him with an early kind of ratings approval.
He used to take other people's opinions. Friends, I had a DW working for me in those days, and he used to ask her. I remember when we first put on Information, Please, he went out to her and asked her what she thought of it. And she said, I like it, because it gives you to think. So Dave used to always be looking for programs that gives you to think. And then when we put on Hymns of All Churches, he went out to her after that and asked her what she thought of it. And he said, she said it was, I like it. It's something you can So the public likes something they can or something that gives them to think.
Martha remembers the kind of man and manager that Dave Worrell was.
He used to always say to me, I sum a man up or a staff member up by weighing the good with the bad. And if all his good points outweigh his bad ones, forget the bad ones.
Dave Worrell was responsible for a station of stars with many diverse talents, and he brought them together as a family, and it came through on air.
The reason for the family situation was, of course, that in those early days, prior to television, the family listened to the radio all at the same time. It was in, I think Lou Bennett said it was in the living room, and the family congregated there. There were no transistors as we know them today, and there was no personal listening. It was all very much family listening. And so yes the family situation was very much important.
A family station with a family feel, contributed to by a number of people, all with their own egos at work and yet somehow working together in on-air harmony and off-air. And who was it who choreographed this miracle?
Yes, I think in the entertainment business, in any station, whether it's in radio or television, you have people who are egomaniacs to a certain extent. They're egocentric and they're performers, and they react to audiences, and they have their own particular feeling about how the audience should react to them and so on. So you've obviously got a group around you of individuals, and wherever you've got individuals, you're going to have the obvious degree of friction at times. But I think the basic thing about this station was it was a very happy station to work at. Dave Worrell was the manager here when I joined the station, and he was a very outgoing, extrovert, happy type of person, and I think he put his stamp on the whole thing there.
Dan Webb tends to agree.
While Dave Worrell was the manager of 3DB, it was the happiest place to work in. I never, ever thought about how much I was getting paid. I never, ever thought how long I was working. I was just so happy to be with people like John Stewart, Dick Cranbin, Maury Callard, Jeff McCombs, all that crowd. It was, I mean, we used to have football matches, we used to have cricket matches. It was fun to work in the place, it really was.
When Dave Worrell eventually retired on the 12th of June 1958, tributes came from all around Australia. Perhaps the most telling and complimentary came from the one man who's remembered in radio circles with the same extraordinary reverence as Dave. Norm Spencer recalls.
I can remember when Dave Worrell retired and Lou Bennett, who you and I are both very fond of, Lou Bennett said, "Thank goodness he's gone now, I can be top station," which I thought was a great compliment to the man.
One of Dave Worrell's boys who's still doing pretty well for himself is Bill Collins. What does Bill think about the man who made the early DB?
Well, the man that epitomises DB, of course, was never heard, and that is Dave Worrell, because he had the happy knack of blending a family together, and he had the happy knack of knowing in advance what the public wanted. And he didn't care who he talked to. He'd talk to the butcher, the postman. He'd talk to everybody to find out what they were interested in radio, and he would then present that in radio. That's why DB was so successful for so many years under his lead.
Dave Worrell died on the 12th of April 1968, and with him ended the most significant chapter for this radio station, and one of the most significant for the industry itself.